어떻게 안다스 대학이 넘리그에 아니 가시고를 그게 치스토에 된이야 나왔다도 그게 모두르지기 난 준비 잡겠다 딱은 쇼를 간다지 민대 샹 샹고 삼시 대리 선에 숨겨야 되네. 아, 난 좀벌이야. 아, 그 지들 배 뇽아로 나오는 신 축축아. 그게 좀 축축아지가 숨겨야 돼. 되듯이면 에너지 뒤도다. 지금에 기지 상에 사들이 대리 그 좋대야 되겠지. 그런 거 보고 가다 간이 나야. 코나 라란 게 다시 우리 그게 모아. 즉, 천인 준비 모.
So we spoke about the Chitta Matrin or the Vijnanavadin mind only schools understanding of the no self of phenomena in terms of absence of duality of subject and object, and also how they argued that the objective, seemingly objective reality of matter that we perceive outside is in the final analysis an extension or a projection of the subjective mind. So although they reject the notion of an external objective reality of matter, but yet they maintain the substantial reality of the mind or the subjective experience or the consciousness, because they argue that if the mind or the consciousness do not possess any absolute intrinsic reality, then there is simply no basis upon which we can make such distinctions between good and bad and beneficial, what is harmful and what is helpful and so on. Therefore, they accept that in order for a thing or an event to have any reality, any existence, it must have some kind of substantial reality, which then serves as a basis to allow for its various functions to be tenable on it.
Oh yeah, so today in my lesson, da. 좀된대기 아니 까 나로리아 안에는 시진 시진이 좀 된다고 해요. 최 탐제 수네 장소 수준 바람 수네 남긴 거 파기 최 탐제로 아니 원이 집에 떠래 세네 수는 이제네 다디 다시 좀 캐나나 아니 하는데 저 차달 그거 아래 차달 너데베다 딩은에 되나다 다 바다 섬 딘두 셰지 싱엔은 두 시르 자네 다만 데네 다 하람베 쳇더라고 간다 딘디 임베 인두 자네 다 에네 좀 된 데게 공바 모마데 거래를 해서 이나 에노 어떤 너도 공제기 공제 너도 공제로 공제니 다 또 다시 예 이브다 다 너도 공제로 공제네 에네 시진이 너가로야 이네 최대적 모니메 봐 소야 디 Any morning, Mr. Sumlogone, any morning of a song is. Then, any Tongbani Slips, any Kang Tong and she, any Kang Tong and Gaja, Gaja Tay, she the Tong and Tungi Senni, for the Sumina in Vidzane, and all that Tungi Chechen Shiawans. In that Shiawan, that Kajita Kazode, Shiawan sold in Dijesha, that other enemy, Shiawan sold in Dijesha. 전에 다들 이미 인산에 뉴제가 당 아무로 편년 되는 게 제일 요아리. 대화 통해서 아주 뉴제가 셔나 차되게 요아리. 사들이 이미 인산에다 또 샹와 뉴제가 샹와도 또를 지니 다 샹와 아 대에니 강게 동아 가서디 에니 군다 군다라 남자 뭐 군다다 에니 가서디 신용세 군다 좀 소매당게다 대야도 신용세 군다 사들이 이발에 강제 강제 군다 셰 어 다 샹와 에니 어, 다 마다가 샹와 강이나야. 다 뒤에, 아니, 가서 우리 그게, 가서 군다지, 동배, 아니, 동배 융주지체. 쟤는 어디 쟤니 숨, 쟤니. 어디 쟤니 쟤니 숨, 그때, 뭐 숨, 쟤니, 다 뭐니 숨, 쟤니. 다 대 숨, 그때, 레벨이야. 뭐의 동주, 맨날을 열어있어 봐. 아니, 샹와 깨와 뭐니 매봐. 아니, 군다, 아니, 쟤니 뭐니 매봐. 아니 용도 전담 원님 해봐. 센땅 원님 미수 숨으러 가네. 아니 쉬어탐제. 아니 원님 해봐래. 쉬어 좀 전에 두 숨을 마다 다 지신 받을 때니. 아니 왜 숨이 땀이 틈이 룸이 이렇게 하지 말해 숨겨라. 간다 치송하다 나는 좀 이해하면 해봐. 쉬어 탐제로 아니 가서 우리 부인 원님 모두를 써야지. 공부 대신 숨을 마다 다 지신 받게 하는 듯 말해 쉬어.
So they therefore argue that. Not all things and events are purely mental constructs. If that is the case, then white would become black, black would be white, and so on. And therefore, one must accept at least the inner subjective experience, the world of consciousness, as having substantial reality. because of this, the mind only school, and they develop a different interpretation of the subject matter of the perfection of wisdom sutras, where, such as this Heart Sutra, where the Buddha makes a categorical statement and explains that all things and events from the first category of the five aggregates, starting from form, feelings, discriminations, and so on, until the last category on the list, which is the omniscient mind of wisdom, omniscient wisdom mind of Buddha, and including the 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment. All of these categories are explained as being devoid of intrinsic existence in the perfection of wisdom sutras, all across the board and categorically. So Citta Mantrins, the mind only school, interprets this and argues that these sutras, such as the perfection of wisdom sutras, cannot be taken at their literal reading. They cannot be taken at their face value, because if we read them literally, as the Buddha has stated, there is no form, no feeling, no discriminations, and so on. And then, you know, that understanding of the perfection of wisdom would constitute nihilism. So then they develop an understanding of the perfection of wisdom sutras, primarily deriving from Buddha's own scripture known as the Sandinirmochana Sutra, or the Sutra Unraveling the Intention of the Buddha, according to which a theory of the three natures is developed. And so the mind-only school explains the meaning of Buddha's teaching on the emptiness of intrinsic existence in terms of the three nature theory. And the three nature theory presents that there is all things and events possesses these three natures. One is the dependent nature, and one is the imputed nature, and the third is the ultimate nature, or the consummate nature, as it is called. And these three natures pervade all phenomena, and in fact there is a relationship between the three. The dependent nature is the basis upon which the imputed phenomena is negated, and the outcome of that is the ultimate reality, which is the emptiness. So since there are three different natures to all things and events, they argue that that each of these natures, each of these phenomena, the dependent, imputed, and the ultimate, and they are devoid of intrinsic existence in a different context. So the term being devoid of intrinsic existence has different connotations or different meanings in relation to these three different natures. For example, they argue that dependent phenomena are devoid of identity, because they are devoid of an independent origination. And imputed phenomena are devoid of intrinsic existence in the sense that they are devoid of intrinsic characteristics, inherently real characteristics. And similarly, the ultimate phenomena are devoid of intrinsic reality in the sense that they do not abide as absolutes. So in this way, the mind-only school interprets the meaning of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra contextually in accordance with the theory of the three natures. Because of this, the mind-only school accepts that within the Buddha's own scriptures, there are those which are literal, which can be accepted at their face value, and there are those which cannot be accepted as their face value and require further interpretation to understand the intention of these scriptures. Thus, a distinction is made between a definitive scriptures and provisional. And the mind-only school defines the distinction between the two in terms of whether or not the scripture in question is literal or non-literal. So what this suggests is that in general, the teachings of the Buddha, and particularly the teachings that pertain to the Bodhisattva vehicle, all of this, an important part of these teachings is that they should be able to withstand a critical inquiry, critical examination. And if, as a result of applying critical analysis, if certain subject matter or if certain tenets in these texts or in these scriptures do not stand up to reason and can be and are contrary to reason, then these cannot be accepted as valid literally. They need to be further interpreted, and also the reason why Buddha taught these tenets has to be understood, And because one of the principal features of the Buddha's teaching, as we spoke about before, is that the teachings were taught by the Buddha in accordance with the need, spiritual needs, inclination, and mental disposition of the audience, of the practitioners. Whether or not what is presented in these scriptures really represents the final standpoint of the Buddha is something that needs to be analyzed through reason. So the Buddhist schools have developed a way of interpreting Buddha's scripture and determining whether they are literal or non-literal, or definitive and provisional, and also there is a system by which non-definitive nature of a scripture or provisionality of scripture is demonstrated through first analyzing what is the final intention of the Buddha for making such statements, and then secondly, what was the purpose for which this particular tenet is taught, and finally showing the logical contradictions or inconsistency of taking that subject matter at its literal face value. Through these approaches, then a specific scripture or a sutra is then demonstrated to be provisional and not literal. So the reason for the need for such approach is actually found in the Buddha's own scriptures. In one of the sutras, Buddha states that, "O bhikshus and the wise people, do not accept my words simply out of reverence to me, but just as a goldsmith subjects the quality of a gold through rigorous method of analysis. In the same way, examine my words and then accept their validity." So what this passage from the sutra suggests is that we could almost say, in plain, sort of in conventional language, we can say that the Buddha has given us the right and the liberty to even critically examine his own words.
lobi yin yin ge da rang le khe da chama rang le khe ba lobi chwa ji lang bo da di loma lobi wonju de loma pe ji chada pe ji men ro zha da chada gi ene wonju de chong ne ma da ka zo chama kun du ma sa ma nan she e ma si yin du san ne ene de lobi chwa ji lang bo gong ba da mi chu de ne ene si yin du san ne de ba ka sha ba de ye ba ba pena jerm shi gi anda khirsin su be khadul ya lobe abaya gare gare khirsin thang den re chi de ne thol ya ga go shu nang du ba ta ngern shu su yin de sa ne lobe abaya gare de de da chawan su zeng ge lobe abaya gare sen de su du be sa ba zi na ji yong de du ba cha sa ko ge ge lobe de yin de na de pe ne ju xian su di ya wo le sha kang sa la thang na zhong si
So given this historical kind of situation of Buddha giving us the liberty or the right to critically examine his own words, and they also developed in the ancient Indian monastic universities such as Nalanda, a very healthy tradition where a student would, where appropriate, even though have the student continue to have great admiration and reverence for his own teacher, but where appropriate, the students would also critically subject their own teacher's work to analysis. For example, Vasubandhu, this famous Indian Buddhist master, Vasubandhu, among his disciples, there were four most well-known disciples who were said to be, who were said to excel Vasubandhu in specific areas of Buddhist studies. And one of them was Muktisena. And his understanding of the perfection of Wisdom Sutra was superior to his own teacher, Vasubandhu's. Therefore, this student actually took Vasubandhu's interpretation of perfection of Wisdom Sutra according to mind-only school's tenets. He took that interpretation to task and then developed his own understanding of the perfection of Wisdom Sutra according to the Madhyamaka school. And similarly, one of Vasubandhu's students who excelled him in the study of epistemology, the Buddhist epistemology, theory of valid cognitions and so on, was Dignag. And Dignag had a student called Ishvarasena, whose student was Dharmakirti. And Dharmakirti also took the interpretation of his own teacher to task and then developed his own reading of Dignag's writings. And similarly, if you look at Tsongkhapa's writings, when writing on the perfection of wisdom texts, particularly those that are that related to the stages of the understanding of the stages of the path, based on the Abhisamaya Alamkara, we find that Tsongkhapa, at various points of his interpretation, takes Abhyakara Gupta's reading to task and criticizes them through explanations and so on. Yet, when writing his great exposition of Tantra, there in that, because the context is different, then Tsongkhapa highly praises the work of the same person, Abhyakara Gupta, as if it is one of the most authoritative sources for understanding Tantra. So, therefore, I think even in, as the Tibetan expression goes, retain your reverence and admiration for the person, but subject his or her writing to a great task through critical analysis. So this, I think, demonstrates a healthy attitude and also reflects very well one of the fundamental approaches of the Buddhist tradition, which is known as the approach of the four reliances, that do not rely on the person but on his right or works, and do not rely on the mere words but rather on the meaning, and do not rely on the provisional meaning but rather on the definitive meaning, and do not rely on the mere intellectual understanding but on an experiential understanding of that subject. And also, as fairly recent, 19th century, or the great Nyingma master, Mipham, he was a great scholar, and one of his disciples was Alak Thamjö Tsang, And although Allah Thamchur Sang has tremendous admiration and reverence for his teacher, Mipham Rinpoche, but he also did subject some of Mipham Rinpoche's writings to critical analysis and took them to task and objected. And one day, one of his own students, this Allah Thamchur Sang's own student, made the observation saying that since Mipham Rinpoche is really one of your great teachers, do you think it is appropriate that you, as his student, would critically kind of object to some of your teachers, your own teachers' writings? And immediately Allah Thamchur Sang responded saying that, yes, of course, he's my great teacher, but if Lama says things which are not really correct, then of course you have to take the Lama to task as well. So this is how the followers of the mind-only school and also those who share their philosophical bent of mind develop the distinctions between the literal and non-literal reading of different scriptures of the Buddha. And the main sort of the fundamental philosophical standpoint that they adopt is the denial of the objective reality of the world of external matter, and to argue, to perceive the world of external reality as an extension or a projection of one's mind, thus to see the entire world of objective experience as in some sense being an extension of one's own mind. So, and then they develop, then the question is, how can we, within that kind of understanding of nature of reality, within that kind of worldview, how can we distinguish between what is right and what is wrong? Or how do we establish the ethical norms of what is to be adopted and what is to be avoided? And to explain this, they develop a complex theory of how the various perceptions that we experience when we interact, engage with the world, arises as a result of different propensities that exist in us. In some texts, they speak of 15 such types of propensities, which are all embodied in, included in four primary propensities, one of which is the propensity for perceiving or believing some kind of objective reality of objective reality. And then they also speak of propensities for perceiving a kind of a shared similarity of continuum. And then they speak of the propensity of a cyclic existence, propensity towards cyclic existence, and also they speak of propensities of language and conceptualization. And on the basis of positing these kind of complex propensities within us, then they explain the ground upon which one can then make a distinction between what is to be negated and what is to be adopted.
And now, I told you that soup, the eve of the cut all of the day, the soup nine would go. Soup nine is an eh, and a soup, soup nine at the head is a new part of the same. That dear, soup, soup nine, soup, 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 dear. That the name soup, soup, shave, tanya, ruya, shilia, munjuk, pajagi, sani, soup, soup, shave, tanya, juke, shilia, nine. 第二个是, 但是, 当代发现没着, 前年, 熟悉的, 探究这个事, 全经文呢, 住在我手上能力而已, 但是没办法, 但是没办法, 但是呢, 熟, 其实呢, 가서, 人心写法的, 等于, 他的呗, 他, 虚度, 가서, 고랑이, 全定呢, 가서, 他, 人事协办里啊, 出了那么单元几个, 过来人事协办里, 等于他的吧, 在他的吧, 但确实约的吧, 真能力要的, 也买不来, 他也买不来, 在人这边过来, 也要切不多, 好像说实话的, 能去明朝也不切, 能去开始等吧, 能去开始准吧。
So based upon these different propensities that we all possess within us, there is also a different aspect to the perception that we have when we experience the world. To give an example, when we perceive a visible form, for instance, the mind-only school would argue that when we perceive a form and a material form, then within that perception there is a kind of a sense of familiarity that this form is a form, this material object is a material, and this perception of form as a form or material is the imprint of the propensity towards kind of similarities, and then at the same time within that perception there is another aspect to it, which is that not only does the object appears as form, but also it appears as the basis of the term, the word form or matter. So the mind-only school argues that this aspect of the perception is an imprint of our habituation to the language use of the term form and so on in the past. And both of these aspects of our perceptions are valid. And just as we perceive form to be form, it is valid. Similarly, just as we perceive form to be the referent of the term form, it is also valid. However, there is a third aspect to the same perception, which is to perceive that object as being a referent of the term form in some objective, substantial sense, as if there is a kind of an objective, substantial reality that justifies that object to be the referent of the term form, as if there is a kind of a status, independent status in that object. And the mind-only school argues that this aspect of our perception is an imprint of our habituation to our belief in objective existence in the past, and which, however, is false. So you can see that within a single perceptual experience, such as visual experience of a form, there are different aspects to that perception, some of which are valid and some of which are invalid.
Yeah. That.
So this is actually a kind of a brief summary of the basic standpoint of the mind-only school and its understanding of the nature of reality. As far as the minute aspects of this philosophical view is concerned, I myself do not know it well. However, the point is that if you sort of reflect upon the mind-only school's understanding of the nature of reality and how their arguments suggest that the objective reality of the material world that we perceive is in some sense a false perception, that the reality, the external world of matter do not have any reality and they are in some sense projections or extension of our mind. When you sort of reflect upon these ideas and contemplate it quite deeply, then it is possible that, you know, as your understanding of it becomes deepened and as your ascertainment of this idea becomes more and more refined, it could have a powerful impact on reducing at least the intensity of your emotional attachments to external world, such as your strong attachment and craving towards attractive objects and so on, or hostility or aversion to unattractive objects and so on. So given that this kind of view would immediately undercut any basis for objective reality of the quality, then this way of understanding the external world will have an impact in reducing the intensity of attachment or aversion to external objects. So among the mind-only school, there's one particular branch known as the followers of the scripture, mind-only school. So relating this discussion back to our original inquiry, which is what is the exact nature of person or the self. So according to this school of this branch of mind-only school, given that they find, as a Buddhist, they would of course reject the notion of a self or an eternal principle that is independent of mind and body, physical and mental aggregates, yet at the same time they feel the need to be able to identify a person, the existence of person or self. So yet at the same time they feel that if one identifies the self or the person with the mental, the sixth mental consciousness, then there are occasions when it is very difficult to posit the existence of person. For example, there are various stages in one's meditative practice where at a certain point in one's meditative absorption, one attains a state of non-mentation or a state devoid of any consciousness. So therefore, the mind-only school, the followers of the mind-only school argue that one cannot identify a person or the self with the sixth mental consciousness, what is required is a more stable faculty, and this faculty also must serve as the repository of all the propensities that we spoke about earlier, and therefore they posit the concept of alayana vijnana, the foundational consciousness, or the literally translation, the mind, the basis of all. And this foundational consciousness is thought to be in its own nature totally neutral, and it also is the repository of all the propensities that naturally exist in the person, and it's the grasping at this foundational consciousness as the identity, true identity of the person, what is called the diluted mental consciousness. So with these two, in addition to these two, they together they therefore enumerate eight different classes of consciousness.
That's the name of Kare. No, that's Umoba. That's the name Umabe. Any Shijing Makoma, Jain Zane, and that. Chetamje, Koranda, Kashuri, Korang, Duluji, any Marandola Yatakada, she changing when you saw that, the position with that. Daniel, Jacanda, any Dodi, and the Shishing Dodin, the Sunshaba Didi, Korangi, and Totu. That day, she Shishing Bumbata. 태양지진 탄이가 온도 가서다 풍금 지지기 배추 남남자 먹고 실험 돼서 뭐 남자 먹는 거 이제 대다장 지진 탄이도 인지 있으니 대한 답을 못 주고 있으니 송인도 자네 싸워 가다 가서 전담이 잡아 자세 인도 아래 나 지는데 왜 중지 이제 다시 뭐 캐나 쳐보래 나 남들 왜 이니 시야 돼야 나 교양 신부 아래 교양 가야로 신다 봐야나 아니 결한 게 치 송월이야 지기다 상당에 에 민에 차단해야 되리 결항기 지인이 실천적으로 까베 아니 전력이 체지 다음에 되기 탱기 연하야 결항기 영화리야 거두기 영화 먹는 것도 와 디두기 영화 영화 대비 되리 곧 디두 차 되기 아래 아니 될래야 아니 결항기 아다 순진 이동 그때 거는 이때 관배 결항기 아니 가서 우리 디두기 단 영화 차 대봐 진짜 들려야 이제 차도 한 그릇은 가두고도 와 상당히 좋아 이니네 저런 게 이니 송어 네 당연히 비식시 대내 림바치글이야 우마베 나라 이니 치든 미시베 넘리베 따와디 취지 담에 라과지를 셰시 송지 이동 밑에 거는 취지 담에 라과를 셰시 대장라 이니 넘베 대내야 섭도 치니 아니 송어실이 전도 못 죽어서 뭐 마세베 짐바테야 대발 못 죽어래 신 송야 직시 다 우마고 룩지기 아니 시 송어도 난 짐바 그게 이와 마치버치니 니가 너 가다 아니 니가 쇼를 다 가다 시 송어 치리 전주고 마가 치리 전주고 샤 시 교양 좀 누가 아 Zimbabwe, shana dewa yao maare, ko yunru dene shaa gore, chi sunwa chao la dene, chao shi yewa nanshin, chao la dene shaa goya nanshin jene, cha tumwa la dene, chao ji shaa mangu la dene shaa goya nanshin, naan zimba teya yun tu nu yon deba shindu zane, zimba kishi shaa me yungu maare, dende yinba yindu zane yun tu be dene, ko kaso gore shaa goya zimba yindu zane, chi dungu chwe diya, chao ji shaa la dene, dawa shi yung chou do waas, so dende yindu zane chi dungu da naan zimba niga lo, yana yanyam, mena menyam waas, So, today in the day, you are checking the windows, and the other yoni, Zozo, Zimba, Kazoza, Yilutene, Chitidu, Soyon de Valera, and goes to a Chalangi, Nyamuti, Nyamutanaru, Nisimidugas, didn't never show you. Or the day of Tony Cheney, that should have been one you to the Don, say, I got the song.
So, this is how the Yogacharya school. Interprets the meaning of the Professional Wisdom Sutras. In contrast, the Madhyamaka school, the middle way school, develops a different reading of the Professional Wisdom Sutras, where they would read the Professional Wisdom Scriptures as being literal and accept the Professional Wisdom Sutras statement that all things and events are devoid of any intrinsic identity and intrinsic existence, so they do not make distinctions between subject, the consciousness or the mind, and the object, the matter, and the objective world of external reality. For example, one of the texts belonging to the Professional Wisdom class is the 100,000 verses on Professional Wisdom, in which we read explicit the qualifying term that things and events do not exist in the ultimate sense or on the ultimate level. So this qualifying expression on the ultimate level or ultimately is explicitly found in the Professional Wisdom Sutra itself. Therefore, the Madhyamaka school maintained that the Professional Wisdom Sutras are literal, and by their statement that all things and events do not possess any intrinsic reality does not imply that nothing exists, that all things and events are non-existent. This is not the meaning of these scriptures. And and furthermore, they argue that the Mind Only School's reading of the Professional Wisdom Sutra is flawed because they make unnecessary discrimination between the nature of reality of the external world and also the nature of reality of the internal consciousness or mind. And although as a result of reflecting upon their understanding of the rejection of the objective reality of the material world, one can reduce the force of strong attachment and aversion to the external objects, but given that they do not extend the same argument to the internal world of experience and consciousness, and they have simply no effective method of addressing and overcoming attachments that are directed towards the internal world of experience, such as experience of joy, unhappiness, sadness, and so pleasure, and so on. And within the Madhyamaka school, there are, of course, some who go to some extent with the Chittamatra school's understanding of the absence of the reality of the external world, but they feel that the same argument should be applied to the world of internal experience as well. These are known as the Yogacara Madhyamaka school. However, other Madhyamaka school, they feel that discriminate between the, insofar as understanding the ultimate nature of reality is concerned, they're making a discrimination between the nature of the external world and the internal world of experience and consciousness is unhelpful. One must, across the entire spectrum of reality, one must negate intrinsic existence equally and categorically. And so they argue that one of the underlying premises for the mind-only school's rejection of the objective reality of the external world is their belief that the notion of the objective reality of the external world presupposes a notion of indivisible atom or indivisible particles, which must be the ultimate constitutive elemental kind of matter, which then acts as a basis and then can explain the reality of the objective world. And since they argue that the concept of this indivisible atom is untenable, therefore one must also reject the objective reality of the material world. So the Madhyamakas argue that one can use the same argument to negate the substantial reality of the external world of internal world of experience as well, because in order to maintain the substantial reality of consciousness or mind, one must also presuppose the possibility of believing in some kind of indivisible moment of consciousness, a moment of cognition. However, cognition and consciousness and subject can only be made sense in terms of a continuum of cognition, in terms of a process. And therefore, given that it is only on the basis of a process or a continuum that one can conceive, have the concept of cognition or consciousness, therefore even the internal world of consciousness and cognition is also devoid of substantial reality. And furthermore, by extending this reasoning across categorically, both across the world of external world of matter and internal world of consciousness and cognition, the Madhyamakas argue that one will be able to undermine the basis for the arisals of attachment, both to the external world and at the same time to the internal world of experience as well.
So
when you reflect upon this Madhyamaka idea of how all things and events, all phenomena are devoid of a substantial existence, substantial reality, then this idea will have an impact upon your sort of emotional sort of engagement with the objects, and thus will decrease the force of your attachment or aversion to the world.
That then, the umabe that gigan chamo, any bengo pabo lujugi, that sanji tu, giru na lolia, any lobe sanje janda, lobe lengde jeda, any, or nyan arian dewari, arian dewa, sanje jang, any lengde je, any, kuzume yi, that giru, any dawa chapa. Shayada, love matang giver. Any, Chisha Shinny, last of the day, and love Lusha, or the Manguji, that you give it. Luru said you to it. Now, do not only Shum Chaman Zang and down the day, as such a sounder. Or any, there's a love of Boya in a Chenzakada, dinner and that, That the nigga that has to be said to be Mamu Yavanane, that's our Shiruki. Mamma Jane is an eh, Lubin Sanjay Jangi, Sawa Shiruku, Sanjay Koranga's Hanema, Tasha, with the Buddhist, didn't say. That with the Buddhist and Zesha, a teacher, Lubin Lendingi, any Sawa Shiruku, Devashiro Jimmy's. Devashiro Jimmy Manzay is an eh, Sanjay Jangi, any. Ma 气数班的单位亚马逊卡索的新竹那那个单卡索那我查过啊三号线的问题吧七岁在你们的站呢三节讲的送下不得了呀那边两点给跟他们那样的那你跟如果民主卡索的不给他加不上那样的那你加不上那边可多了呀那你这加不上吃不住卡的穿上是吧赢了卡索的不呢지다가다치다나게쇼카다가이네최신둘지기참에둘지투나와이다매바지세부터인거야래태양에네산재장에채니다시바텔레야가다치타녀도여랑세다예나다랑세예나다둔세니니구야래다둔세니미니바되게타녀도랑세니두매바지땡겨야래자드레인드산에타녀도여랑세니머조수구야래너는가랑도로가는나와내가그텐딩이여버짓는게여리디이내텐딩이좀매대버짓다그타쳐버텐딩이좀여나제일유산에이과하신버리디딱그니야멘도낭산대임을쓴버리제친절을에니그니야매대버짓차대기여리러블랭댕이공발이야낭산대임을쓴버파지제야지낭섬대문신발재섬지기그다다단담지지가라대지두기에서말해쟤네다빼는거란슨미슬러니미슬러드낭섬지기미포모지기미예드예드매신타니만구장도샤소요아래이네다미사르가바스거서봐도쎄베이나미신시시니하여바래로벨랜댕게파라랑게아니기기넘버시바티아니강사신시레신로벨린데숭바래자드림이드산에로벨랭댕게나랑돌이야강그게나야디텐딩네그예버시나데태상시타녀도예대로숨기라래자드림이드산에아니수소신시다난게다최간단제지참아디타녀도랑서제지미싱이디스윙드산에랑서나올때디로인바래랑서나올때디초인바래초에시바숨기라래로벨랭댕기랑젠쉐기시베인드산에타녀도랑젠디쉐기시베인드산에아니랑젠나올때디모트위시베송구야래진제인드최젠수소두지기사마튼난도다용기야마니니바라리야어떤니기타네아니캐바지타는것도와진제인바인드산에다조조어디다가르샤타녀도랑젠쉐기시겐지다미싱이지니차사다타녀도나도되게미싱이되게아니산재장기마치가서그래싸워시러고저마경인도산에또태외관에만숨쉬러시싸워시러란게타와도숨고요아래다시땡지시러면숨어가서타와땡자숨땡지순진부들랑숨땡지산재장기고마다가라는시시는숨땡지자다랭댕기에저마시러되면그둘러다시땡지는마자안에숨되버지뭐그정한데그도와자땡지에다타네엔타네질리야다처신의그게댄시댄시대에엔가서우리그게랑산나와로되지머트웨시에베추순삼에두베엔댄시들이송네달라럼규탐랑에댄시사지아다추순랑왕도두베엔가서우리다댄시들이송대야지믿으자네근데시에겐달라나낭세기엔럼규댄시시신이우머럼규사지아니타녀서랑서세기민시베세아니또남이주인도자네순식권에또오마주변에들라탄주어사지시세진짜다와식세기마랭댕기다상제장이바라리야하소바라시는분도상제장도랭댕기끈그게탐바나셔버디와도심주시는마식사오시는마쓰여나아니러블랭댕기타녀서랑서세기시기여시아니상제장도상제장과타녀서랑서세기민시기지지나반대나와라다다녀라서미시버디루루공과터도되다디레센인센드션나비요제가다러면랜댕게야마기루아니러면가디가래러면사진이시르베센다눈에마체니아니야이신이뭐그래다이신이무체니에너드네마체니야랭댕기젠랑게우마바타녀도랑서셰기싱행기때젠으로시아니타녀도랑서셰기미싱행기다대젠이는상제장이는나와차고이는시화라다지체바뒤뒤로찍지는다오면태란이사도송이
So, among the Madhyamaka masters, the founding master of Madhyamaka school is of course Nagarjuna. And Nagarjuna had many disciples, prominent disciples, students, such as Aryadeva, Buddhapalita, Ashvaghosh, Bhavaviveka, Chandrakirti, Mathankiva, and Nagabuddhi, Shakyamitra, and so on. And amongst these, those who wrote, reading of Nagarjuna's Fundamentals of the Middle Way, which became highly influential, were such as Buddhapalita, Bhavaviveka, and Chandrakirti. Buddhapalita wrote a highly authoritative commentary on the Nagarjuna's Fundamentals of the Middle Way, and his commentary carried the same name of the author. It was called Buddhapalita. And later, Bhavaviveka wrote another commentary of Nagarjuna's Fundamentals of the Middle Way called The Lamp of Wisdom, in which he then critically examined some aspects of Buddhapalita's reading of Nagarjuna and criticized them, which were then defended. Buddhapalita. Buddhapalita's commentary was criticized by Bhavaviveka, and later, in defense of Buddhapalita's reading, Chandrakirti wrote an influential commentary called Prasanapada, the Clear Words, which is a commentary on the Fundamentals of the Middle Way, in which Chandrakirti defended the Prasangika's reading. And when you read Chandrakirti's Prasanapada very closely and carefully, we will then begin to see that there is actually a fundamental philosophical difference between the interpretation of Nagarjuna's thought by Buddhapalita on the one hand and Bhavaviveka on the other. And one of the principal points of difference between these two readings were whether or not one accepts the notion of commonly appearing objects, and whether or not it is possible for two parties in a dispute to have a kind of a shared perception of the object under investigation, the perceptions of valid cognitions of which are both valid in the equal understanding. And this was rejected by Chandrakirti, and this was accepted by Bhavaviveka. And so when you read carefully Bhavaviveka's own commentary, and also in relation to Chandrakirti's critique of it, one thing that becomes very clear is that there is a fundamental philosophical difference in the two standpoints. It seems that the Bhavaviveka, although accepting Nagarjuna's teaching on emptiness, yet accepts that a degree of intrinsicality can be accorded to things and events. For example, Bhavaviveka seems to maintain that although person or the self is a mental construct contingent upon the physical and mental aggregates of an individual, but at the same time, in the final analysis, if one were to search for the true referent of the term person or the self, one should be able to find something that has some kind of substantial reality. For example, in Bhavaviveka's own writing, he identifies, he singles out mental consciousness as being the true person that can be found in the final analysis. So what comes through this is the distinction that Bhavaviveka's school accepts some notion of intrinsic existence, some degree of objectivity and some notion of intrinsicality to things and events, whereas Chandrakirti and the Buddhapalita's school reject even the notion of intrinsicality even on the conventional level. So from this we see that amongst Nagarjuna's disciples or commentators, there are two principal camps, which then came to be known as the Svatrantika school of Madhyamaka and Prasangika Madhyamaka school. And given that there is a a fundamental philosophical difference between these two camps. It is also reflected in the methodology these two school followers of these two schools use, apply in establishing their understanding of emptiness. For example, just as it is the case in Nagarjuna's own Fundamentals of the Middle Way, in Chandrakirti and Buddha Palita's writings, the most dominant form of argumentation that is used is not syllogism, but rather what is known as the consequentialist reasoning, which operates like a reductio absurdum, showing internal inconsistencies between the opponent's views, whereas in the writings of Bhava Viveka and his followers, a more dominant approach is to present a syllogistic style of argument. So we see that not only is there a difference in the philosophical standpoints, but also this difference is reflected in the methodology that is preferred by the two camps. So, and therefore these two schools can be known as the Svatantrika school, which means autonomous school, because they accept autonomous syllogism or autonomous reasoning, and Prasangika school, which means the consequentialist school, because they prefer the consequentialist style of argumentation. And so Bhava Viveka's school is then later upheld by such masters as Dhyanagarbha and so on, whereas the Buddha Palita school is upheld by masters such as Buddha Palita himself, Chandrakirti and Shantideva and so on. The fact that Buddha Palita does not accept the concept of intrinsic reality or intrinsic nature, even on the conventional level, is very evident by reading his own commentary. For example, when commenting on the passage in Mula Madhyamaka Karika, the Fundamentals of the Middle Way of Nagarjuna, which negates the fourfold modes of coming into being, such as the self-production and production from the other and so on, there Buddha Palita makes an observation that if we subject the notion of origination to a critical analysis, then the concept of origination becomes untenable. Yet, since things do come into being as a result of causes and conditions, since things do have origination, and therefore we can only understand the notion of origination or coming into being on the conventional level. So this is very explicitly stated in Buddha Palita's commentary on that passage. And also in Buddha Palita's text, somewhere we read it, I don't remember the exact chapter where this passage is found, but there Buddha Palita writes that if things and events exist by means of objective, intrinsic nature, then it is sufficient to simply accept that as their, you know, as their being. Why is it then necessary to posit their identity and existence in relation to other things? There is no need for dependence. And the fact that things and events can only be understood in relation to or in dependence upon other factors suggests that they are devoid of, they do not exist by means of some kind of intrinsic objective reality. And also, it is evident from Bhava Viveka's writing that amongst the four modes of origination, he does accept, at least on the conventional level, the origination of things from other causes which are distinct from themselves. And also, if you look at Chantakirti's writings, he explicitly states, for example, in the Madhyamaka Avatara, supplement to the Middle Way, supplement to the fundamentals of the Middle Way, where he writes that not only such as the person do not exist if you subject through critical analysis in the ultimate, on the ultimate level, even in, on the conventional level, if you subject the notion of person to the sevenfold analysis, it is not findable. So this indicates that so far as the notion of intrinsic nature is concerned or intrinsic existence is concerned, Chantakriti rejects this even on the conventional level as well. If you look at Bhava Viveka and such as his followers, Shantarakshitas and so on, their understanding of the qualifying term, the things and events do not exist on the ultimate level, how do they understand this notion of ultimacy? It is also quite clear that they understand the ultimacy in relation to the wisdom analyzing the ultimate nature of reality. In contrast, in Chantakirti's Madhyamaka Avatara, supplement to the Middle Way, Chandrakirti explicitly states that not only the subject, the person who is the subject of experience or the agent that undergoes the experience of pain and pleasure and so on, and also his objects of experience, all of these, when you subject them to critical analysis by means of the sevenfold reasoning, then none of them are tenable. None of them can be found. And what this indicates is that all things and events, including one's own self, it is very clear that they are all devoid of any intrinsic nature or intrinsic reality. And also this suggests that none of them exist by means of some kind of objective reality, some kind of a status which they possess in their own accord. Yet this does not imply that they do not exist at all. They do exist. And the question is, in what sense can we say they exist? In what sense they do exist? And then Chandrakirti responds to this by saying that we can understand their existential status, their existence, only by means of the power of convention, the power of conventional reality. And therefore, this notion of this concept of some kind of objective existence in their own accord, things and events possessing some kind of existence in their own accord, is a false understanding, and the negation of that constitutes the final understanding of emptiness.
但是我留个头，老久不能，是留个头了呀。中间这个农忙过去了，农忙长的，所有的啥呢？那中间这个，伢那他伢都，这个他吃起，吃干的，看他就吃起偏的越点那个，吃这个南下的嘛，十三五就送。这送菜的时候的，我们的军人的，大大讲，哎，名字打上来是送的啊，这个。当然，这个事情到这个路里啊，恰恰呢。这个缺钱买了什么？那东北就送掉的，买了给是什么人呢？缺钱跟他们上蒙古团伙买吧。缺钱跟他们上，是他这个呢？可是军饷给，军的牛毛说了，他们上烧给，缺钱他们上蒙古什么送钱？这他们家一讲，名字打上去送人就啥呢？个这个告诉了不给军饷给。哎，你工匠个炒个看到的，缺钱第一的，偏运这等于这个，我是越得不行。一那样可以如何？哎，你民族王的也不是马多，多少没得不是差呢？因为印度山呢，哎，那我缺他们些民族打仗的是送的啊，我这里明白的，我这里明白印度蓝地怕蓝地团呢，我妈妈的所谓，我妈妈叫人切到我的啥，没把妈妈的是啥呢？你没把妈妈的，你人心都不写给妈的，没把妈妈的写，我的都写呢。아니 lain saya buat sudah kian juga ada. Jadi ni Hindu tang orang tu deh umur be, zau umur be yang zau lagi tenjungi, ada tenjungi tenjungi sungguh yang ada deh ini zau zau deh, tak ten tak sampai tak ten tak sampai, tak yang mingjang sampai tak tenjung, semua deh umur tak tanya tu rasa sejati misingnya umur be deh kita saya tu dengan sungguh yang ada. Jadi ni ibu Hindu sana tak umur be rangu siapa terdu deh.东北是啊，就丁中团员吧嘞，丁中是啊，就东北团员吧嘞。那么多年不对，米人买的吧，把光木机我也都查起来了吧嘞。我到地方呢，哎，那么我的两脚吧嘞。
So if you look at Nagarjuna's own writing, such as the fundamentals of the middle way, particularly in chapter 24, I think it's chapter 24, we find that Nagarjuna responds to.Criticism of Madhyamaka's view of the emptiness of intrinsic existence. Nagarjuna anticipates objections raised by Buddhist realist schools such as the Vaibhashika and Sautrantika, and who allege that the Madhyamaka's negation or rejection of intrinsic existence constitutes nihilism. Because if all things and events,are, as Madhyamaka's claim, mere words, mere label and mere concepts, then mere term or mere labels, then nothing really exists. And if that is the case, then there is no ground for all kinds of activities such as the spiritual activities and so on. So,to this objection of Madhyamaka's view being nihilistic, Nagarjuna responds to them very explicitly and very clearly that arguing that such understanding or such criticism of Madhyamaka's view being nihilistic derives from misunderstanding of the doctrine of emptiness. He argues that by emptiness of intrinsic existence, we do not imply non-existence of all things, and but the fact that things cannot be found to exist when critically subjected to analysis does not entail that they do not exist at all. What it entails is that they do not possess the intrinsic reality that we originally thought them to possess. So.Yet at the same time, we maintain that things and events do exist. And what kind of existential status is that? Nagarjuna argues that that existential status can only be understood in terms of dependent origination and dependent, and the identity of things and events is also a dependent designation. So Nagarjuna shows that how through the understanding of dependent origination,We use that, Madhyamakas use that as the premise to then demonstrate that things and events are devoid of intrinsic existence. And so the point being made here is that the true understanding of the middle Madhyamaka's theory of emptiness or doctrine of emptiness must be in terms of understanding of dependent origination. And here we also find substantiation for this point in the sutra itself. For example, in the Samadhi Raja Sutra, the king of meditative concentration, in this sutra we read a passage where Buddha states that whatever comes into being by dependence upon other conditions is devoid of substantial origination or intrinsic origination, and such things and events are devoid of intrinsic nature and so on. Similarly, in we find similar passages in Nagarjuna's compendium of sutras, and particularly in Shantideva's Shiksha Samuja compendium of deeds, where in the chapter on wisdom we find Shantideva first enumerating the whole range of a taxonomy of reality which is found in the Buddhist text, and then there's a tremendous number of citations from the sutras on these taxonomy of reality as found in the Buddhist scriptures, and then the chapter culminates by pointing out that all of these are mere labels, mere terms, and so on. So the point I'm making is this, that if things and events do not exist, then we cannot make sense of the extensive lists that are enumerated in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. There's a huge list of taxonomy of reality, which includes the five aggregates, 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment, and so on. So all of these great lists of the taxonomy are included in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. So if Madhyamaka's, if the doctrine of emptiness denies their reality, there is simply no point in giving these long lists. So what is being suggested here is that they do exist, but they exist and can be understood only in terms of dependent origination. So what Nagarjuna is making the point is that a correct understanding of emptiness must take place where emptiness is understood in terms of dependent origination, and dependent origination is understood in terms of emptiness. And the dependent origination here refers to the subtle level of meaning of dependent origination, where dependence is understood not so much in terms of dependence upon causes and conditions, but rather upon dependence upon the designation and the labels and so on.
That is, that under the khansa ga dami rakwa sha ne so chi ga da chi dami cham sha ba do le ya da chi ga ran do la da dang de ba di di ye dang di da chi ga do na na shi yo ma re sa chi shi du yu do wa ine de tham sha lo ge da ne yo ma sa na se ba ma ba sa da di ho ga da bi na nyok da be yo da sim de ge ye ne yo re de tham sha lo yo da ga ye be da ga se ma do di
他们这个学习过的，但是呢，这越当的这什么才是学过的？他的高度的，要让别人要的，两个人来个说实话，我都懂，因为让我们那让我们那多少人多少人给，因为那一年呢，几乎都在那个嘛这样。加上个，他可能要的的高度不是什么呢？要的的，高啥学的？什么年代个样的，定时基本都也没有的，呃，几天大概定时光学讲。 呃，天呢，大都都是精密些的，晓得吧？它定义是怎么样着？这个差距比较小，说了，俺都没说些话了。本来俺都说些啥呢？松安的汤，哎，那这个光的就好了，这个光些啥，只要的，你那地，它，呃，恰当的稍微的，等身土的晓得，那它等身的呀，你那你不，地的协同不多啊，是吧？ 基本上怕过没有说了，或者你是个东宁党的，苏南哈尔沙瓦山，今天个顶呢，哎，啥时候你们还有那说过没有？从那个电视里那个人嘛，到现场过嘛，到安昌哎，电视里那个没多啊，那电视电路没信呢，电视工具我实在都不有，从这小路是几个多啊？所以今天一般印度山呢，他。 간다 자와 토서디 나란즈 차단디 메버소고요 아래 차단 메버서야 아래야 차단 메버를 줄지슬라니 차단 메버 쳐고요 말이 땅로는 겨와테니 때나치 첩지 쳐려야 란집은 진비 진진 메버서야 아래야 대다 지금 진단 겨와서 걸려 간다 지금 르 따당으로 맨라인데베 신진지 겁나 시장의 신진지로 수수심에 쓰기 랑 타치도 배 제면지 배 진진고 수송도 되게 하래 다가는 신기 등진으로 달려야 미당고 공배로 그제게 그게 군주치를 침배 쓰기 코다 진단 겨와 인생에게 등진으로 수송도 하래 나 되는 신체니 차당이 싸워로 보고 등진으로 투드리잖아 그 등진 매로 차야래야 그 등진당 진단 겨와로 지 싸도 죽 Sato ki, kia bata lo kumji tembe tane, eni tenzin lo nyebu duju maato, shen shamidwa. Sa dide yinba yindu, ngaranzo ta chadanga lo, maki kongi yu tala ya, shendang kandishdwa. Chadang kia bata nega wala yu tala shendang kandishdwa. Ta di nganzo shimzu shawari. Di shimzu shana, chadang maki bata nega wala ya tenanda yawari di, yine yu tingne, dhube nawanda yawari di, yine tala ya pe, 땡카르 진대버지 해지 여말에 다 차단계면 내가 올라 철유다 등유달래야 전대네 댐배 이동 지다 댐배 이동 지게 때 쏙 타고 지게 다 가서 를 해지 시행돼야지 해지 여말에 지도 차로 내신 지게 지도 샤 샤원 내신 를 파지 신주로 쑥 전부 지대버지 이 패싱 아주 시켜야지
So, if we were to summarize all of this complex discussion that we have had so far about, you know, what is being negated from the gross levels of understanding of the no-self as negation of self as an eternal principle with unitary permanent unchanging reality to through mind-only schools, rejection of negation of the independent existence of subject and object duality, and then through to Madhyamaka, the middle way schools, denial of the intrinsic existence of things and events. All of these complex philosophical thought processes really suggest is a simple point. That is that the way in which we perceive things and events to be does not really accord with the way things really are. The fact that things do exist is affirmed by our own experience, attested to by our own experience. We touch something, we get hurt, and we experience pleasure and so on. The fact that things do exist is not being disputed. And then one might ask, if that is the case, if I eat something, I feel less hungry. If I'm thirsty, I drink something, it quenches my thirst. Things do exist. Why don't we leave them alone? Why do we have to go through this complex thought processes trying to understand in the actual reality in which they do exist? So this is an important point. Why? What is the whole point? What is the whole purpose of delving into this complex analysis, thought processes? Here, I think it is important to reflect upon, contemplate on a passage from Buddha's own scripture, where this is in the Samadhiraja Sutra, the King of Meditation Sutra, where Buddha says that there are in the world people who have deep meditative absorptions and so on, yet these practices do not quell, these practices do not calm or overcome graspings at self-existence. And also in our own case, in our daily spiritual practice, we recite mantras, we do deity visualizations and so on, but none of these actually can counter the underlying erroneous belief in the self-existence and belief in the intrinsic reality of things and events. So, of course, in a special case where if someone is a really advanced tantric practitioner, then the deity yoga practice itself would have built in it a proper understanding of emptiness. However, generally, deity visualizations and mantra recitations, in fact, instead of helping us counter our graspings at a concrete reality, in some cases it is possible they may in fact reinforce our grasping at concrete reality. So therefore, how do we, and since underlying our mental afflictions and the defilements is this erroneous belief in the concrete reality, concrete existence of things and events, as a spiritual aspirant, the issue of overcoming and eliminating this grasping at concrete existence is critical. However, simply by making a wish that may this grasping at true existence disappear or vanish is not going to have any effect. So what is required is to really cultivate a perspective that would directly oppose the way in which our erroneous belief grasps onto the concrete existence of things and events. And therefore, through cultivating the opposite view, opposite perspective, or opposite outlook, then one can begin to diminish the force of what one is trying to eliminate. For example, in the case of dealing with self-cherishing attitude or extreme self-centeredness, it is through enhancing and developing and cultivating the altruistic thought, cherishing the well-being of other sentient beings, which directly opposes and counters our extreme self-centeredness. Through this way, gradually we will be able to reduce the grip and the force of self-centeredness. Similarly, by developing and cultivating and enhancing and deepening our understanding of the impermanent nature of reality, one will gradually begin to loosen the grasping onto some kind of permanence. In the same manner, it is by cultivating the correct insight into nature of reality, the emptiness of things and events, that one will be gradually able to release the grip of this grasping and gradually, eventually eliminate it. And this is, I think, is an important point, because if we observe our own personal experience and the way we perceive things, you can see that in our normal perceptions of the world, there are occasions when there is a strong negative emotions or afflictions such as aversion or anger or attachment. So when you, and there are also occasions when such afflictive emotions are not manifest in our thoughts. And so if we compare the two states of mind, when such afflictions are present and when such afflictions are not manifestly present, we will see a difference. When the affliction such as aversion, strong aversion or attachment is present, at that instance, we will see that underlying this aversion, this emotion, is a kind of a belief in a kind of a concrete objective quality of whether it is seen as desirable, attractive or unattractive or undesirable. And corresponding to the quality that we perceive in the object, then we react in either with attachment or with aversion. Whereas when the manifest afflictions are not present, at that instance, although we may have a grasping onto the object, but there is no strong grasping at some kind of intrinsic objective quality in it. So this is something that we can actually observe by analyzing our own personal experience. So when you understand this, then you will begin to appreciate the significance of developing your understanding of the teaching on impermanence and how it has a direct practical application in your spiritual path, which entails overcoming your negative and afflictive emotions and thoughts.
That's 다 시중 과야 그다 리그 두지 데다 두지 양다 저기 몇몇이 맞으시 디디 사마러리야 고 두지지 요래 드리 이번 인도 나다 드리 이번 인도 다 디디 차라 근데 샤고래 차라 근데 샤바 열어서 봐 이나 다 지 가수래 따와 안다 따와 따와 되게 안다 그림 마셔야 잡아 되게 따와 가만 가만 떠네 뒤 제바 마냥 배 진다 따와 치마 치마네 샤샤베 가서 각자 각자 진별로 패식 문주와 패식이 두고래 따 따와 치마 치마 네네 따와 도신 제바 마냥 배 진다라 아니 当我们让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让我让
명시한 것도 와. 다가 내신게 강사 랑자와 지 진야 여한 것도 와. 자, 근데 이번 인도산에 그 타녀도에 다 랑젠 캐그에 따와서 따고 있나?
다.
딩은 여태에 간다 따와 뒤에 가서 우리 각진 진대 로지 따와는 그래 기안해버려. 자, 근데 이번 인도 다 따와 치면 치면 또 서로 잘 못 와. 다 민정 다정 대파 가수래 에 가수다 세야스님 이 가요서 차라리는 다 찾아도 되게 다가다 터두디 자 이제 인류 뒤면 어때 알았어 이제 들어
another point to remember in relation to this issue of all of this complex argument thought processes or critical analysis is that on what grounds can we determine which of these views are more subtle and which of these are grosser? One of the criteria that we can use is that if you examine each of these different levels of understanding of the nature of reality, for example, understanding of no self only in terms of the absence of selfhood of person as an autonomous reality. That's one view. And then there is the view that no self is understood in terms of the negation of the duality of subject and object, or things as being devoid of any objective criteria for being the reference of the terms, which is the Chittamatra view. And then there is also the Madhyamaka Svatrantika's view, which although accepts a degree of intrinsic quality or intrinsic nature, but yet at the same time they deny an independent reality. And then finally there is the Madhyamaka Prasangika's view, which negate the notion of intrinsic nature even on the conventional level. So how do we determine which is more profound, which is more subtle, and which is grosser? So one measure that we can use is that if, for example, if you have a deeper understanding of the no-self in terms of the absence of autonomous person or the autonomous person as an autonomous self as an autonomous reality, even while having such understanding manifest in your thought, it is still possible that grasping onto other notions of selfhood may occur in your thoughts. In contrast, if you have the highest understanding of emptiness as presented by the Madhyamaka Prasangika, which is that all things and events are devoid of intrinsic nature, even on the conventional level, then there is simply no room for the occurrence of grasping onto any notions of selfhood. So therefore, from this point of view, the Madhyamaka Prasangika's understanding of emptiness in terms of absence of intrinsic existence is said to constitute the highest and the most subtle level of understanding, which yet at the same time, the Madhyamaka Prasangika accepts the conventional reality of things. So if you negate that, if you deny that, then of course one would fall into the extreme of nihilism.
So
this passage that we read in the Heart Sutra, which says that they should see insightfully, correctly, and repeatedly, that even the five aggregates are empty of inherent nature. So this empty of inherent nature refers to the most subtle or highest understanding of emptiness, which is in terms of absence of intrinsic reality or intrinsic existence. So after this point presents a summary response reply to Shariputra's question by Avalokiteshvara. So the concise summary of response is they should see insightfully, correctly, and repeatedly that even the five aggregates are empty of inherent nature. And then from this point onwards, an extensive answer to Shariputra's question is given, which begins with the reading of form is empty, emptiness is form, and so on.
So
we read that form is empty, emptiness is form, emptiness is not other than form, and form is also not other than emptiness. So this first expression, form is emptiness, refers to the manner in which form is said to be empty. For example, in Lanka Avatara Sutra, we find seven different ways of being empty, which are listed there. For example, one manner in which we can say something is empty of something, for example, say a temple is empty of monks. There's one way of being empty of, but here the emptiness, the temple being empty of monks is said to be an emptiness of the other, because the basis of emptiness is being empty of something else. Whereas the when you say form is empty, the manner in which we understand something being empty of here is known as the emptiness of intrinsic nature, or rangtong. So when we speak of self-emptiness or emptiness of self-nature, we should not understand this to suggest that form is devoid of form. This is not the understanding. Form is form, and that reality of form being form is not being rejected. What is being rejected here is that the form is devoid of intrinsic existence. So, for example, when we perceive form, we perceive it as if the form itself constitutes its ultimate reality. And however, if the form that we perceive itself constitutes its ultimate reality, then when we subject the form to a critical analysis seeking its true reality or ultimate reality, then form should be able to withstand that analysis. This is, however, not the case. When we subject the concept of form to critical analysis, it turns out to be unfindable through such analytic process. Therefore, what is being suggested here is that form is devoid of the existence in which we perceive form to be the case. Form do not exist in its own right as possessing some kind of intrinsic, independent reality. And this emptiness of form as possessing intrinsic reality is the ultimate nature of form. And this is the meaning of the first expression, form is empty.
나 동반이 수수 순산에 동반이 있어야 돼. 가시고 그게 다든산이 미니버 삼 계셔 많이 봐. 꼭 간다. 진신의 전에 줘 봐. 땅에 줘 봐. 땅에 줘 봐지. 임베 인도산에 동배 고아 되는지 간에 리그여 인도산에 그 뭐니 집에 동아 인사 그 샹라 라래 봐. 그 샹라 라래 봐 인도 그 진지 제발 주고요. 봐. 드레인도 군대인 거야. 그래서 드레인 바인도 군대 땡중의 정신의 숙디 때나다고 인사 태베. 걔를 때나다고 지면 땡중기 군대 책임 말해. 그래서 드레인 바 이전에 숙 땡중기 가서 우리 핀집 묘어 연대반 네가 그 땡중의 정신이 뭐지 따다 고도도 갖고 땡중 인배 그 땡중의 정신 인사 그 샹라 떼봐. 샹라 라네봐. 샹라 라네봐 인도 땡지 제발 죽어래. 근데 인도 경기 집에 숙사 두두야. 그래서 내가 인도 동일의 최신 샤워스. 다시 다 마다가 쇼카다 가는 소리로 동문이 남을 수나라고 근데 인사래. 동부 띵중리 띵중 인도 두두리 두두 인도 다 가서 우리 그게 깨가 요원나서 핀디 붙여지 태기도 봐. 동부 니 숙소스. 숙은 시 동 인사 자지 편년쟁의 숙도 두두었다.
The second passage, second expression, emptiness is form. The meaning of this is that what is being suggested in this passage, in this expression, emptiness is form, is that because, as explained before, emptiness does not imply non-existence. Emptiness implies the emptiness of intrinsic existence. So what this suggests is that the reality of things and events is their dependent origination. And because of that, their nature is dependent. Therefore, the fact that things can come into being as a result of causes and conditions, this law of causality becomes tenable. And So in the world of dependent origination, one can posit cause and effect, and this the world of cause and effect is possible only in a world that is dependently originated, and dependent origination is possible only if the world is devoid of intrinsic existence. Therefore, we can say that emptiness is form. This expression can be read as implying that form arises from emptiness. Emptiness becomes a basis which allows for the origination of form. So one can say that in this sense one can say that the world, the diverse world of forms, is an expression of emptiness, manifestation of emptiness.
但是你想说东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是实在的样子各位东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不是东北你叔叔是不
샤드비지 계시면 되세요. 최신 코랑 코랑 그 두드리 때네 동니스 시에게 요아리. 자 드리 이마 인데 동니스 러드산에 코라 가제 잡아다 차와레디 인 다 동니스 저제스도 와 저제스 저제스 다데 가제 잡아다 차와레 이제 그 최신 잡아다 남양 차야 매버리 동니 최신 그 잡아다 차와 동니 양가 때네 매버리 자 동니스 야 코라 시직 때문에 동문이 시작을 마도 시골을 매는 강동도 마도 계속 시작을 마도 사실 이 무슨 그 시세전식도 되는 동문 시작을 마도 시세전도 마저 동문 매버려 사실 이 인류 아 아주 숙동보고 동문이 숙수도 시세전식 때문에 코란 게 춘이 돼 동문이 코란 코란 게 몸이 이쪽에 동한테 코란 게 춘이 쓰여 코란 게 춘이 되는 여러 인사 넘줄 때 종을 했어 아직
However, when we read this passage that emptiness is form, form is emptiness, form is empty and emptiness is form, particularly the second passage, and we spoke about how in some sense emptiness can be seen as the basis from which the form originates or evolves. Here it is important not to misunderstand this by thinking it to be sort of similar to a kind of a more absolutist concept such as the concept of Brahman which is seen as the underlying sort of reality from which the world of multiplicity comes out as a kind of an effulgence or as an expression. This is not the meaning here. Here when we speak about emptiness we are not talking about some kind of a core reality which lies at the heart of the universe out of which comes out these diversity of phenomena because from the Madhyamaka point of view emptiness is defined or described as a transcendence of conceptual elaborations or freedom from conceptual of elaboration or absence of conceptual elaboration and this absence of conceptual elaboration can only be understood primarily in terms of being transcending the conceptual elaborations, but not in terms of there being emptiness that is totally devoid of any basis, because emptiness can only be understood in relation to individual objects or individual phenomenon. And for example, when we speak of the emptiness of form, we are talking about an ultimate reality of that form, which is the fact that it is devoid of intrinsic existence, and that emptiness of intrinsic existence of the form is the emptiness of that form. It is the ultimate nature of that form. So, apart from the emptiness of multiple things and events, we cannot posit some kind of great emptiness which sort of serves as a something like a Brahman. So that is a wrong notion.
자, 드레 인류산에 가서 우리 그게 최신 건가 하나? 대신이 된 가로 요 아래. 그,
최선의 규제받는 것이 주님과 규제받은 말이 돼. 이는 땐 최선 가나 주님과 가려야 돼. 그래서 드레이 뭐 이래서 하네. 나도 나 남리야 서구 공부해야 돼. 또 돼. 가서 우리 그게 최선 상대의 사람 정해지기 때문에 공부도 와. 이런 식으로 하죠. 저 사람 다이브의 최선 원듯이 주님과 유사하다. 드레이. 해봐시도 와야 되지.
Since emptiness can only be understood in relation to individual things and events, and in terms of understanding their ultimate truths or ultimate reality, so one implication of this is that, for example, if an individual thing comes to an end or ceases to exist, that emptiness of that thing will also cease to exist, although that emptiness is not a product of cause and conditions, but because the basis upon which the emptiness is understood is no longer there, the emptiness of that thing will also be no longer there. Because of this, in the Vajrayana practice, it is emphasized that when you do a deity yoga meditation, and particularly when you do a meditation on emptiness within the context of deity yoga practice in Vajrayana, it is important to choose a basis, a focus of your meditation, which is a quality of a mind that will retain its continuum and, throughout one's lives until the stage of enlightenment. Therefore, one speaks of emptiness of a pure phenomena. And it is also one of the significance of why meditation on emptiness, in meditation on emptiness, the emphasis is placed on taking, choosing mind as the focus of one's meditation, because in terms of continuum, the mind will also go to the stage of enlightenment. So this is also the case in, for example, in the practices of Mahamudra, the great seal, and Dzogchen, the great perfection practices. Where the main focus of meditation and emptiness is one's mind.
Oh yeah. That is the answer. That the, these are audience. Now only a me. I am making this. Jingle. This is strong. That is ma. Just like that. Today the whole question is, this kind of me. That making this. This kind of scandal. This. This. You. That is not. Is not. Some chance.
Me. I am making. So we will stop here. But I noticed that among the audience, there are some people who have problems of vision. See sort of eye problems, and if that is true, perhaps maybe we can do something so that you could be closer.
And
also maybe try to sit under a shade so that the sun doesn't bother you too much. There's one person in front here with a red shirt.
This morning I noticed, you see, you come slowly with some helper. So I noticed. So I wish, you see, somewhere more comfortable area. Then maybe I think good, better. Ka? Ni or we? Chasa ni je, to shush to ti. Kajo di ji, yam ji. Chan ji, comfortable, chasana, irenji, tomorrow. So, goodbye. Oh, good night. Thank you.
Yoring Dempi Trashishu